Well, Bonobo has come up through Britain's fertile club scene with a fusion of jazz, hip-hop, electronic influences, releases on True Thoughts and Ninja Tune, and regular props from our man worldwide, Mr. Giles Peterson. We've had our eye and ear on Bonobo for some time, and it's a pleasure to welcome Bonobo to the studio this morning. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Great, thanks. How's it going?
All right, not bad. Welcome to KCRW.
Thanks.
Also, we have in the studio a more recent infatuation of all the DJs here. That's Andrea Triana. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. So you had a show, what was it, last weekend here in LA?
Yeah, we came through, it must have been last weekend, at Henry Fonda, which was great. We've just been wrapping up the rest of the North American tour.
So you headed out of town in between?
We started about a month ago in Chicago. We've sort of been around the whole country. We just finished up the West Coast in Vancouver a couple of days ago.
And then, how was that LA gig? Because that was a tough weekend for live shows, because that was essentially a holiday weekend for us.
Yeah, which, you know, I guess it could have gone either way, but it was great. It was a really good crowd. We had a harp player with us as well, just for that one show as well. So it kind of put a sort of extra.
Was that an LA musician that you recruited?
Yeah, Rebecca Raff was her name, so she kind of joined us for that one.
Nice. Well, why don't we get into your first set, and we'll take a break in between sets and find out more about you, about the record, and what you've been up to. It's Bonobo live on KCRW.
We
go on, oh, we can go on, oh, oh, oh.
It's called Stay the Same.
Gathered round my feet, possessions, some lessons to carry with me, heavy, soothing, like a gentle symphony. I rest my head right back upon my seat. It's hot and cold though, the best thing for me, the train is. But my heart is stationary. Oh, 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 oh. Seasons change, and it'll never be the same. I'm hoping I don't stay the same, and reason is strange. Why we all must play these games. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I left it with you. That was discreet. I made sure I put it upon the cellar door. It's hanging, hoping. Will you read it while I wait? And last time, flickers through me. So vivid, it rushes from my head down to my feet. We're laughing, joking. Dies to my defeat. Oh, 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 oh. be the same. I'm hoping I don't stay the same. And reason is strange why we all must play these games. Seasons change and it'll never be the same. I'm hoping I don't stay the same. And reason is strange why we all must play these games. Seasons change. Seasons change. Play these games.
Introduce this one, Dre.
Yeah, all right. This next song is a track called A Town Called Obsolete, taken from my debut album. Nobody drew the side of me. Quiet and alone. Needing answers to the unknown. Flitting between the real and the true. The strengthening pulse of these blues. And I just keep calling. Put it down and it will come around. A hidden street in a town called obsolete. Put it down and it will come around. A hidden street in a town.
At Spinobo live with Andrea Triana. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
So, you know, it's funny, when I did the intro, I cited, you know, jazz and hip hop and electronic, but the feel of this opening set, more of a soulful folk hop.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we've been touring with it's only been a 10-piece band. We thought we'd strip it back and do something more kind of acoustic.
I like it. And, you know, I wonder, have you always kind of defied category that way?
Well, I don't know. It's always difficult to sort of, you know, be considered into sort of one genre. I think it broadens the spectrum a little if you can sort of take from different aspects of music. So we just try and mix things up a little bit, I guess.
Now take us back to your, Simon, your early inspiration. When did you get switched on to music, and what was it that kind of did it for you?
I guess, I mean, I sort of grew up listening to a lot of, when I was very young, you know, sort of folk music and various kind of early 90s kind of indie rock. And then I think it was when I, sort of around the mid 90s, I was really getting into hip hop, and especially living in Brighton at the time, there was a kind of a scene happening there. You know, a lot of stuff coming out of London, and particularly Bristol and Brighton. It was that, you know, the that kind of Mo Wax sound, and it was sort of more experimental hip hop. And I think that's when I really started getting into making my own music, and that's when things got really exciting for me. So I just had a very basic setup at home in Brighton, and I just started putting some beats together for the first time of not playing in bands and just being able to kind of sample stuff and manipulate things electronically. So that's really where I started.
So it was that music scene in Brighton and in London?
Yeah, exactly. Like even like Ninja Tune were doing a night called Stealth up in the Blue Note in London on Thursday nights, and sort of going there and hearing people like DJ Food and people like DJ Crush and all of these. It's kind of, yeah, it's really opened my mind to a new sort of style of music and a new way of producing and you know, what potentially music could be. So that's where I really got started, I guess.
Well, you know, hooking up beats and putting out 12 inches is one thing, but you really made a jump to light speed with your albums, with Days to Come and now Black Sands. Tell us how you made that evolution, because what we hear on these albums, very sophisticated musically, was it just a natural progression for you?
I guess. I mean, it's also the sort of wanting to not repeat myself so much. And I think I've been working in a certain way on the first two records, which was very much kind of digging for samples and sort of splicing sounds together. And I think by the time I got to the third record, also just learning how to do stuff, you know, I think it's just sort of an evolution in learning about production. And so by the time I got around to the third record, I was starting to get into miking instruments and recording real strings and also the vocals, which I was never adverse to before. I just never really sort of found the right kind of the right collaborator. So that was something that changed it as well, quite drastically.
You mentioned collaboration. Tell us about your creative process. Do you write alone and then, you know, arrange for a bigger band?
Well, I mean, essentially, I'm playing most of the stuff by myself in the studio, and then when it comes to the live show, it's more of deconstructing the tracks to their original elements and building them up again. So it's not a process of you know, compromising what a studio record would sound like for the sake of not being able to play it live. It's something that I kind of think about afterwards. So obviously, like, some tunes can't be played live because they rely too much on the studio process, but most of them, there's a way around it, and it's quite kind of, it's usually quite exciting, like trying to figure out how to do it.
How important has the live aspect become for the identity of Bonobo?
Well, I guess it's something that's taken it to a different sort of audience. Whereas before I had the band, which was, you know, the first two records, I didn't have a live show, so I was basically DJing. And I come from more of a sort of club style of DJing, where I'm just kind of, you know, paying 50% of my own stuff, but more often than not, kind of more than 50% of whatever I'm into at the time. So I felt that, you know, I needed to do something that represented the records more, and, you know, doing a sort of whole laptop MPC thing wasn't really an honest representation of how the music was made. So the only way to do it was to do, you know, go into the full band and, you know, recruit drummers and everyone and start playing, you know, start playing the music live as it went into the records.
You did a terrific DVD for Days to Come. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that was a show in London at Coco. I think it was our biggest show at the time. So yeah, we had the full string section there, and we decided to film it. And a friend of ours kind of brought a few cameras down, and it was just a sort of, you know, document of where the live show was at that time. And that was and that's what happened. And we kind of edited it, and that was that. It was just a sort of trying to sort of capture that period of the band, I guess.
Any plans in the works for the same with Black Sands?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, we're about to go back to Europe and do another 3 weeks, and we're going to be recording a couple of the shows with a view to maybe doing a live record. But yeah, we'll see how it turns out. But yeah, there's talk of doing a live record.
What about scoring film, as we, you know, touch on the performance aspect and the visual aspect of who you are? But, you know, a lot of your music is very cinematic, and especially thinking of the title track for Black Sands, which closes the record. I don't know why that one stands out. But do you get a lot of requests for people to license your music? And, you know, the second part of the question is, do you want to score for film?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been lots of licenses, especially, kind of, yeah, there's been a lot of TV licenses and use and kind of, I think there was a film as well. It was a very sort of minor one, but definitely scoring is something. I think a lot of producers and, are kind of, are really interested in that aspect of like going into film scoring. But it's, yeah, it's something I'm really interested in, because again, the music doesn't necessarily have to be the narrative, and you can probably do something more experimental that way with scoring, because obviously the film is the narrative and the music is something to sort of as a support. So it would be really interesting to do something more minimal and produce music that way. But yeah, something I'd really like to get into in the future.
When you're writing these you know, these instrumental tracks, are you thinking of a visual or a situation?
Not specifically. I mean, I just kind of find the sounds that have the most character and build around them. It's just a case of taking a sound and trying sort of juxtaposing it with something else and seeing what's interesting. There's no real sort of manifesto behind each track. It's just a case of finding sounds that work together and just, you know, experimenting and seeing what comes out, really.
Let's turn to Dre. Lost Where I Belong is the album. Now, this record is produced by Simon De Novo, but tell us about this experience of making this record.
It was all really kind of organic, to be honest. I just go around to size probably every Wednesday, I think it was. And I don't think we ever had a set thing of, right, let's get a track done per session or whatever. It was just like, we've got this music here, let's just see how the day rolls, you know? Sometimes we'd have a great time and we'd be going for hours, and other times it's like, ah, that's not working. Let's get a chicken bagel down the road and, you know, come back next week. So it was just a really nice and natural process, and nothing forced and, you know, nothing kind of sort of predetermined or let's do such and such an album. It's like, let's just do it, have fun with it, and just see how it turns out. So I think it happened the best way possible, really.
Great. Well, we love it. So Lost Where I Belong is Andrea Triana's album, and we're also talking about Black Sands from Bonobo. Well, why don't we get into your second set of music? And I will tell people that we'll have autographed copies of Bonobo's Black Sands to give away as, oh, look at this, along with copies of Dre's record, Lost Where I Belong, for our KCRW members. So sit tight for that, and let's enjoy the sounds. It's Bonobo featuring Andrea Triana live on KCRW.
All right. I'm just going to tune up for 1 second. Okay, this is Nightlight from Days to Come.
Oh, keep the hope. We tread these waters, make our way, yes we do. Peace for some proceed in every single way. Come, let's bring light to the night.
Yeah, the next one is one of Andrea's from her record Lost Where I Belong.
Silence is louder than before.
can't give you what I don't have to give. Am I going somewhere? Still I try. Still I try to believe. So I will sing you a song that I know that I can leave.
Drive along.
What's next?
The next one we're going to do is called If You Stayed Over.
It's Bonobo featuring Andrea Triana live on KCRW this morning. Andrea, I'm reminded that the first time I think we really noticed you was on a Flying Lotus track, Tea Leaf Dancers, which is one of those cuts that just hits you like a ton of bricks, you know?
Yeah, thanks.
Great tune. Do you stay in touch with Lotus?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, he did a project recently. He brought his live band over to the UK and did a crazy show and invited me up with my looper to do some tunes with him, and it was really incredible.
Oh, he's amazing. He's been here right where you're standing.
Oh, no way.
Doing a show, but he's a local guy, right? Simon, I'm interested if this session is indicative of what you've been doing live. Is it more of a mellow tone and kind of the soulful folk sound?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think the this is more of a kind of is about as acoustic as it gets, really. The live show is it's a real mixture of the kind of more vocal stuff in the records, but also yeah, it gets pretty heavy. You know, we still do the more kind of beatsy stuff. Particularly, there's like sections of the show where it's just me and a drummer. So it's kind of just electronics and drums, and it gets pretty heavy.
Sure. So there's an arc to them.
Yes, absolutely.
But it is interesting hearing you now this morning, because there is this folk connection. I'm trying to put my finger on kind of how you got to this place with your background DJing and in club scene. And, you know, there are a few other artists that I feel are kind of, you know, similar. I hear it with Cinematic Orchestra. I hear it with Lou Rhodes, who was in Lamb and kind of, you know, ended up making much more of a folk sound. But what led you to this? Is it just kind of this is the best way you found to express what you wanted to do?
Yeah, you mean in terms of this arrangement that we're doing today?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think the thing was that a lot of the band had to go back to London. So I mean, this is the way that we wanted to do it in terms
of
just getting
with cost.
Well, possibly, but just getting the more sort of getting the more kind of like vocal side across. It's just, you know, it's just another aspect of the sort of spectrum of.
I guess I'm trying to kind of draw the connection from, you know, because all of us were into heavy beats and drum and bass in the 90s and everything, and now, you know, we've kind of gotten older and mellowed out and.
Well, no, I'm still into those. Still into that
you
stuff.
You are, okay.
You know, especially the beat stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, particularly from, you know, London and LA as well. There's a really sort of vibrant kind of, I think that scene has got really exciting again recently.
Definitely.
I kind of had a few years where I wasn't so much into the sort of instrumental beats thing, but then I think there's so much stuff happening now again that it's really exciting and inspiring. So I'm definitely getting more into that.
It's coming back around. All right. Well, hey, thank you for coming through KCRW. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Andrea, thanks to you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Loving the album.
Thank
so, hey, we have copies to give away, which is good news. 5 autographed copies of both Bonobos Black Sands and Andrea Triana's Lost Where I Belong for our KCRW members. If you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, give us a call at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These CDs available to our current members only. First come, first serve basis. They're non-transferable. Again, it's 5 autographed copies of Bonobos Black Sands, Andrea Triana's Lost Where I Belong. Give us a call for your chance to win, 877-600-5279. All right, well, we must say goodbye. We're just about out of time, but thank you again and hope to see you soon.
Definitely, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
All right, take care.